Stephen Miller on Charlie Kirk assassination. An evil ideology is at war with family and nature. By Hannah Knudsen on September 11, 2025. An evil ideology is at war with family and nature. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said following the horrific assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Miller warned that there is an ideology in America which has steadily been growing in this country which hates everything that is good, righteous, and beautiful and celebrates everything that is warped, twisted, and depraved, a reality many Americans have realized in recent years as the radical left celebrates political violence against their opponents and justifies gruesome behaviors. It is an ideology at war with family and nature. It is envious, malicious, and soulless. It is an ideology that looks upon the perfect family with bitter rage while embracing the serial criminal with tender warmth, he said, pointing to the great ironies of this sick and twisted way of thinking. Its adherents organize constantly to tear down and destroy every mark of grace and beauty while lifting up everything monstrous and foul. It is an ideology that leads, always, inevitably and willfully, to violence. Violence against those who uphold order, who uphold faith, who uphold family, who uphold all that is noble and virtuous in this world. He said, explaining that the ideology has an insatiable thirst for destruction. Americans can clearly see the workings of this evil ideology even now all across social media. He continued, highlighting those who are demonically celebrating the murder of an innocent man who leaves behind a wife and two young children. Postings from those in positions of institutional authority, educators, healthcare workers, therapists, government employees, reveling in the vile and the sinister with the most chilling glee. He said, warning, the fate of millions depends upon the defeat of this wicked ideology. The fate of our children, our society, our civilization hinges on it. Miller then called on everyone to unite in love and finish the civilizational work of Kirk, to which he heroically devoted his life. The post coincides with countless tributes to Kirk, 31, who was savagely murdered on Wednesday during a speaking event at Utah Valley University. As of this writing, the shooter is still at large. Calling Kirk a giant of his generation, Trump said he is giving Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously.